back to the elections, in fact, here. The campaign, of course, in full swing for those parliamentary elections. And given their history and far-right political colour, perhaps not a surprise, but revelations about the RN candidate Christian Perez have nevertheless shocked France. And Antonia's been looking at what the papers are saying about it.
That's right. The independent media Street Press dug into the social media history, his posts of this RN candidate, and found some really shocking things. This is their investigation. So they found a number of posts. One of them was a reference to the French football team made back in 2022. The French football team, of course, has many black players on its side. In the run-up to the Qatar World Cup, or during the Qatar World Cup, he made the comment he posted on social media, "I thought I saw illegal immigrants going back where they came from, and then I realised it was the pseudo-French team leaving for Qatar." So extremely racist, directed at the French national football team. Another thing they found was back in 2023, he boasted on his social media that the tins he donated to the food bank were pork-based products, signing off his post saying, "Les initiés comprendront," which means essentially, if you know, you know. And of course, everyone knows exactly what he meant by that. And it was extremely racist. Another thing that they came across was a post in which he posted a picture of Daniel Craig holding a shotgun. He talks about hunting. He says nothing against hunting, doesn't want to do it himself. And he says, "I dream of another type of hunting, impossible to name here." So you have to read between the lines a little bit, but it's extremely shocking. The question really is, does this kind of revelation really shock French voters into changing their minds?
Wow, makes a big difference, doesn't it? Well, now, there's one place where the success of the National Rally is making people very happy. Tell us what the Kremlin had to say yesterday.
Yes. So yesterday on... Yesterday on Mediapart had this article about the Kremlin's showing their preference for the RN of the different candidates going. Russian Foreign Ministry posted on Twitter saying that the success of the National Rally reflects a call for a break from the diktat of Washington and Brussels. This article by Mediapart, French media, looks back over the relationship between Russia, the Russian government, and this party over the years. They talk about in 2014, when the party secured 11 million euros worth of loans from Russian banks, paid back only in 2022. In 2017, when Le Pen was received as a guest of President Putin in Moscow just a month before the first round of presidential elections. Since then, of course, Jordan Bardella, the candidate for the prime ministership, has tried to distance himself from this uncomfortable past. But 15 on the list of candidates going forward to this these parliamentary elections, according to this paper, are nevertheless pro-Kremlin.
Also on the theme of racism now, over the border to Germany we're going. The first African-born MP in the Bundestag has announced his withdrawal from federal politics. Tell us more about this one.
Yes, this is the story of Karamba Diaby, who won't be running again for the Bundestag. He says that it is to spend more time with his family and make room for younger MPs. However, this comes on the back of a really shocking story about verbal and written abuse that he received on racial grounds. There was this, he posted on Instagram a few weeks ago, coming clean. He shared these screenshots of these extremely long, racist and graphically sadistic email he was sending, with explicit references to the Holocaust. This article in The Guardian also talks about how his constituency office has been the target of attempted arson attacks. Bullets have been fired through his window. This piece in Der Spiegel has as the headline a quote from the letter he sent to his colleagues when he told them the news that he would be stepping back. It says, Karamba Diaby considers the behaviour of the AfD in the Bundestag a fertile ground for violence. The AfD are, of course, the German far-right party, and he reflects on a shift in German politics since they entered the Bundestag in 2017 and suggests that this has really led to an unleashing of violent sentiment and racism.
Let's move to environment news now. The world's corals are home to a quarter of marine species. They've never been quite so threatened as our oceans warm, of course. So scientists, well, they're kind of going up the clappers, really, to make corals more resilient, aren't they?
Yes, it's a bit of a case of desperate times calling for desperate measures. This is a piece in the National Geographic. Of course, the answer to climate change isn't to change all the species overnight. The answer is, in fact, to lower our greenhouse gas emissions, and that's what scientists are very clear on this. However, this team of scientists are working on the symbiotic relationship between corals and the bacteria and microfungi that live on their surface, and they're cultivating these bacteria in high-temperature environments to select the ones that would perform best, that would function best in hotter oceans, hoping to transplant them onto suffering, fragile coral reefs. The question, of course, will be how this can be rolled out at large scale. The Great Barrier Reef of Australia is the size of Italy. But if you look, they've got these very impressive setups, and there is a chance that this could be one way of at least slowing down the damage to our coral reefs while we get our emissions under control.
Yeah, fascinating story. Now, if you're French, this next story, assuming it's true, should actually be our top story. In a fresh edition of pre-Olympic catastrophizing, fears of a baguette shortage. Is this really true?
Well, I don't know, but I will be stocking up, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Those of us who live here know that
so
you can freeze
though.
Them.
Yeah.
And, of course, so this is the story that the Parisien has. Will there be bread for the Olympic Games? Well, grain arrives on barges every day in Paris. And what we know is the river will be closed to river transport for the week before the Games. And we know that it will also be reduced traffic on the river during the Games due to other events taking place. So there will be, you know, we will be boatloads of grain short. And, of course, Paris boulangeries have a very small sort of size, so they can't really stock up months and months worth of grain. Another problem upstream that's pointed out by the bakers union, the boulanger union, is that the gatekeepers on lock gates on canals are also on and off on strike, so that's slowing traffic. So the question, will there be baguette at the French Olympic Games? We gotta hope so. Sure.
I'm very worried. I'm going to be here during the Olympics now. What am I going to eat? You've got to have your daily baguette. Life would not be the same without it. Antonia, thank you very much. Antonia with the papers on France 24. More coming up in just a second. We're